What is up, guys? This is the Tech Yeah Games podcast. I'm your host, Tony, and as we just said, there is plenty to talk about this week.
We were already talking about it before we even...
Yeah, we were already starting, and we're like, let's slow this down a bit.
The people got to hear this conversation.
The people got to know. I am joined by my lovely co-host, Leo.
Yep, happy to be here.
Happy to have you, as always, Leo. So, how was your week, Leo? Before we get into all this game stuff, there's like Game Awards to talk about. There was some high-profile releases this week.
There were.
How was your week outside of games this week? You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. You know, just chilling up here. The holidays are coming. Did some Christmas shopping, or holiday shopping, I should say, because I wasn't all Christmas presents. But yeah, it's been a pretty good week. I actually did play a lot of games, to tell you the truth. So it's hard to like, whoa, someone's popping open.
Cracking a cold one over here.
Oh, wow.
A cold Coca-Cola.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Are they our sponsor this week?
Yeah. Coca-Cola's paid me.
Wow. Just you, though.
Lucrative. Yeah, it's lucrative for me. I'm sorry. You're not on the contract.
No, that's cool. Hey, you know, I didn't sign anything, so it's totally understandable.
I don't know what to tell you.
I'm sure you'll reinvest it all into production.
I really should have thought before I mentioned that.
How was your week, though?
It was okay. We officially canceled Christmas this week.
Yeah.
Like with the family, everyone was like, yeah, we're not doing it.
Yeah.
We had a little Thanksgiving scare, so
yeah.
Christmas is off the table. So that's pretty lame, but you know, I am kind of excited to just spend Christmas, with my girlfriend in my pajamas with the fire going.
Yeah, once it's been like, once a decision's been made, you can be like, okay, well, there's a positive here, which is I don't have to do shit.
Yeah, I'm thinking about like cool stuff I can cook, you know, like I like cooking, and I'm like, oh, maybe I could like, you know, like make a whole ham make some pies or something. Like I could really get into this now that I'm just going to be hanging out.
You got plenty of time to prepare.
Yeah. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I also just, I just did a PayPal chargeback against AliExpress.
Oh.
I have been on a mission to get a Quest 2 Halo band for,
it's
since it came out.
Since you bought one, which was what, like 2 months ago now, something like that?
Just over 2 months ago.
Yeah.
So when it launched, I saw on Reddit someone posted like, oh, there's a Halo band on AliExpress. And so first day I ordered one. Like as soon as it launched, I was just like, I want it. It was like $30.
Yeah.
No big deal. And that one, it shipped for like a month and then never like left China.
Yeah.
And so I contacted AliExpress and I finally got a refund and was like, okay, let's start all over again, right? It's already been 5 weeks or whatever since I ordered the initial one, but let's give us another shot.
What's the rush?
Yeah, what's the rush? So I ordered another one, and this one, it didn't ship for a week, and then I checked back in, and it's like, oh, it shipped. And I looked in my inbox, and like the day prior, the seller sent me in like a AliExpress message saying, we don't have that one, we're sending you something else. And I was like, no, like, I don't want something else, right? Like, that's not what I want.
Yeah, that's not the, I want the thing I paid for.
No, and on the second one, like, I paid additional for, like, U.S. warehouse shipping. I was like, I get it a couple weeks. Like, you know, I'll pay the $10, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And so, like, I paid extra money to get it shipped from the U.S., and now they're, like, sending something different. It's coming from China. It's going to take 6 weeks. Like, I'm not interested in this. Yeah. And I was like, you got to cancel this order. Like, I have no desire for this. I have no responsibility in an item that I never ordered coming here.
I've committed to nothing.
I've committed to nothing, and you have forced me into it. And they're just like, nope. You know, like, it's sent. It's on time, so you get nothing. And so then I contacted AliExpress and was like, hey, I didn't order this item. They just sent me something else. They didn't use the shipping method I chose. Like, just give me my money back, you know? And they were like, yeah, it looks like it's on time. So, you know, I guess not. And I was just like, come on. Like, so it took weeks of going back and forth with AliExpress and being like, here's what I ordered. And I took a picture and here's what they're sending and took another picture. Yeah. I added US shipping. Here's a picture. Here it is coming out of China. You know, and I sent them all these photos and got on live chats. And they were just like, no. And so I just was like, fine, I'm charging back. Enjoy whatever. I don't know if anything's... Someday this thing's probably going to show up to my house. But PayPal just messaged.
You're going to get like four.
Yeah.
They'll all PayPal be different.
They're giving me my money back. So fuck you, AliExpress. And fuck the guy that sent me the wrong thing.
It's the joy of international commerce.
It is, yeah. I just don't know why you would send something someone didn't order. Like,
because they figure you're not going to notice. They probably didn't think you would check. Yeah.
They didn't think you would check. They think this guy's not going to log back in, you know? Yeah, it's such a scam, right? And, you know, they always run the scam of like, oh, just cancel your dispute and we'll PayPal you back the money. And you're like, no, you won't. Yeah, like, I don't.
Of course you won't.
Yeah.
I would.
So, fuck you. You're a scam artist.
Well, I hope you get one because, you know, the headset's not very comfortable as much as I love it.
As much as I love it, too, it's not very comfortable. And I do hope I get one. I don't know if I'll be allowed to now order one from AliExpress.
I'm sure there's somewhere in America you could order one from.
Well, the good news is, like, I just moved, so I can still order one and just make a new account with my new address, right? Like,
you're like, oh, no, not that Tony Stein. It's a different one.
Nope. I'm a different Tony Stein. Yeah, so I'm going to fucking get over on you, AliExpress. Don't you worry.
Keep us posted.
Don't you worry. I'm a master of fucking international commerce, international man of mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my, like, fun story for the week. A lot of gaming happened this week. Leo, what did you get to play this week?
Yeah, I played a lot, actually. I'll try and keep it kind of short because we have so much to talk about. But I played... There's three games I want to talk about. I played Resident Evil Revelations 2, which is not a great name. I was chilling, I want to play a Resident Evil game, and I was scrolling through, you know, I have all of them in my Steam library. That wasn't like a brag, it was more just like, which one should I play? And I was like, wait a minute, I've never played this game before. I didn't even know I had it. And so I logged in, and it's very interesting. I assume you haven't played it, just because it's sort of a weird ancillary one. Have you?
No, I definitely have not played.
Well, yeah, it's not bad. It's pretty good. It's like it's in that weird in-between place between like 5 and the remakes where it was like kind of weird. It's definitely not as bad as 6, which I think is a really bad game. But what's interesting about it has this sort of partner swapping mechanic where each one like kind of has different abilities. So for example, there's one who can like hold a flashlight and like look for items and like find items. And then you can instantly switch between them. And then Claire, for example, or whoever you're playing as, can then pick up the item. And they're like the combat focus person, which sounds kind of annoying that you're like switching between people for the abilities that one person could probably do. But it's actually pretty satisfying. And you can like combo monsters together. Like one person can only do melee attacks and then the other person has guns. So there's actually some interesting, like there's some surprisingly interesting mechanics in the game. It's still...
So it's like... It's like Resident Evil Trine, basically.
It's like, well, sort of. It's pretty different. It's more like, I don't know. It's weird. It's like if you made Resident Evil Zero in modern, not that modern, like it's kind of ugly, but it's weird. It's a weird amalgamation of like a bunch of different stuff from the games, but I do like it. It is fun. What I found interesting about it, though, is like the story is just incomprehensible, as they often are. Because this was like when they were trying to do the mainline Resident Evils with 5 and 6. And then they were also trying to do this. This was supposed to be like the old school style before the split now, which is Resident Evil 7 and 8 versus the remakes. So this was when they like had kind of lost their footing and were still trying to figure it out. So it's kind of funny to play it because it's just kind of outdated now. But the story is so fucking crazy. And I kept trying to think about like, if I were to show someone this story and be like, hey, check out this cutscene, they would say, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, it is so dumb. And I was just thinking about how, like, it's so hard to explain Resident Evil to people. Because it is dumb. It's, like, gleefully dumb.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure, I really was having trouble even in my own mind articulating, like, why I like it so much. They're not all as dumb as the other ones. But even the most serious, like, the remakes are still really dumb.
Don't worry, Leo. I played a really dumb game this week and liked it as
Yeah, cool. No, it was just funny. It's like, I love this franchise so much, but it is so dumb. And if someone would be like, that is the dumbest franchise I've ever seen, I'd be like, yeah, no, totally, I get it. It is, but I love it. It's so charming. And it just made me think about why. It was interesting. So I played some of that. And then...
Yeah, I like to allow games to be juvenile, right? I feel like that there's this... people kind of stick their nose up at it. And it's like, I don't know. That's one of the things I actually really like about games is that they're allowed to have this... sensibility that is so stupid and immature and doesn't always have to make sense. I like that stuff.
Yeah, and like obviously if the gameplay is not fun, then it's not gonna work, right? Obviously it has to have a good gameplay, otherwise you're not gonna play it. But Resident Evil usually has pretty good gameplay, so that's not an issue. But anyway, yeah, I hear you. I totally do. It's kind of fun to just be like, yeah, it's dumb. Get over it. Enjoy it. Go for the ride, as they say.
Yeah, fun's the name of the game, right?
Yeah. The other game I played is called Shadowrun Returns.
Okay.
Which, I don't know if you've, have you ever played Shadowrun, like either the tabletop or any of the games?
I have not played, but I am familiar with Shadowrun.
Yeah, so again, I was kind of just going through my Steam library, and I was like, for some reason, it was calling to me, and then I installed it. And it's like a, it's an interesting game. It's sort of, it reminds me of like Pokemon, almost, in that it's like an introduction to like isometric RPGs, or like an introduction to real strategy games like XCOM, or, you know, all those titles, which are a pretty big mm-hmm. black hole in my mind. Like, I haven't played any of those, but I've always wanted to. I've always been attracted to both of those genres. I've just, for some reason, never been able to get it. And this feels like it's a very simplified version of that, which I'm actually really enjoying, because it's very straightforward, very simple and easy to understand, just like Pokemon is for like JRPGs. I remember I couldn't understand JRPGs, and I played Pokemon, which is about as simple as it gets. But once I understood that, then I was able to be like, oh, it's like baby's first, you know, JRPG. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of mm-hmm. what this feels like. But the writing's good, and it's very cyberpunk. It's all about, like, hacking and, you know, which is funny. I didn't mean to play a cyberpunk game. I don't know if you heard about this, but there's this really other big cyberpunk game that came out. That's not why I...
I hadn't heard anything about it.
It's hard. It's an indie game. That's not why I chose to play this, but it was kind of funny when I was playing. I was like, man, this is definitely different. This is not the version that, like... I don't know. It was funny. It's like that meme. We have Cyberpunk at home. That's kind of what it feels like. But it's cool. It's very straightforward. It's very simple. But the writing's good. And, you know, it's a cool story. And it is fun to just run around. And there is something really nice about a simple game once in a while. It's kind of a nice counterpoint to the complexity of so many modern games. It's like, no, it's pretty straightforward. It's very linear, but it's fun and interesting and well-written. And it's a fun universe.
I feel like you just didn't want to buy Cyberpunk in this game.
Yeah. Well, we can get into that. But it was fun. I'm definitely going to beat it. I don't think it's very long, but I've enjoyed it quite a lot. So check it out. I'm sure you can get it for like $3.
I'm sure I can find a way to give it a look.
Yeah. I think it's even on Android, or it was. But... The final game I played quite a lot of yesterday was Guild Wars 2.
Ooh, look at this guy.
I know, it's funny. The reason I did that is I realized that I had bought it. Like, I paid a bunch of money for it before it went free to play, like two mm-hmm. years ago or 3 years ago. I spent like $80 because I bought like the... For some reason, I thought I was really going to get into Guild Wars. This was before Final Fantasy 14. And I realized, I was like, wait a minute. I never, like, I think I played like 5 hours. So I reinstalled it, and I played it a lot. And it's very interesting. It's a very interesting counterpoint to Final Fantasy.
Yeah. It's a good game. Yeah. I think it's really good. But it's kind of the started this, like, the instanced MMO kind of genre. You know, this, like, Destiny thing where it's, like, it's kind of an MMO. You know, like, you're in town with people. But, like, you quickly realize that, like, oh, I'm just, like, instanced away from everybody, like, as soon as I do anything of, like, substance, mm-hmm. you know? And, you know, everything's that now. Like, World of Warcraft even does that now, so it's not, like, it's not like it's a bad thing, you know, or, like, an issue with them. But, yeah, they definitely created that server structure, and
that's interesting.
I feel like it's so abundant now.
Yeah, that's cool. I didn't know that. Well, again, my perspective sort of warped, because the only MMO I played is Final Fantasy 14. I played a lot of it. And mm-hmm. then, so I'm playing another one, and I can't help but to compare it, even though obviously it came out before, I think, or around the same time as the initial launch of FF14. And obviously there's a lot of similarities, but there's a lot of difference too, you know? Like, this is, I think it's Western developed. It's not Japanese developed, that's for sure.
Yeah.
One thing I do like about it is that you can play in first person. And for some reason, like, when I'm running around the cities, it's so much more fun to be in first person. I was thinking how nice that would be in Final Fantasy. Like, if you could go to, you know, the Winter City and, like, actually look around. It makes traversing towns, which you have to do a lot of in MMOs, much more interesting when you can, like, look around in first person. It's a small detail, mm-hmm. but it's cool. But the main thing I like about it is that it's free. Right?
Yeah.
Like, the fact there's this pressure I've always felt with FF14, which I am going to get back into probably pretty soon, where if I wasn't playing it, I felt bad. I know it's only $15 a month, but for some reason it felt like pressured to play it, even if I didn't want to. And I do like the idea of having this giant open world that I can grind, because it's very grindy, which I actually like sometimes. You know, when you're watching a movie or whatever, it's great to just grind some levels or collect some herbs, like we've talked about. Mm-hmm. But I just love the fact that I could just always have it installed, and I can hop in whenever I want, and I never have to worry about paying for it. To me, that's actually quite liberating. So, I don't know. I don't know how much longer I'll play it. It's definitely, it's hard not to compare it to FF14. But yeah, it's been interesting. It's an interesting second MMO experience.
Yeah, I like Guild Wars.
Yeah, I like it more than I expected, I will say. I was more impressed with it than I expected.
Yeah, I played quite a bit of it at the time. And, you know, I think it does what it's trying to do very well. It's interesting. Like, I think the classes are fun. I really like the first Guild Wars. I was, like, so into Guild Wars 1.
Yeah. PvP. I played it in college, but yeah.
I had a group, and we would do, like, Guild Wars 1 arenas, like, all the time.
That's cool.
And that was really fun. Guild Wars 2, I just, like, I only ever jump into Guild Wars 2 because they have, like, wacky events all the time.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I would jump in and, like, you know, like, weird, like, platforming challenge events and stuff like that, and that stuff's always kind of fun to just like play around with, right? I think the good thing about Guild Wars 2 is that they're cool with you just jumping in and having some fun,
yeah,
you know, as opposed to like, no, you gotta get through the MSQ or you gotta you know, do all the, you're not at max level, you can't do all this stuff. And Guild Wars 2 is like, hey, we got some fun stuff, just come do some fun stuff. Yeah. You know, and I think that's a fun way to approach kind of that MMO format. And especially if you're not going to charge a monthly fee to let people be like, yeah, jump in when you want, do some fun things and don't worry about it. You know, like
it definitely feels less formal than Final Fantasy 14 for better or worse, you know, like it's a little bit sloppier, but there's, I don't know. It's been interesting noticing all the different changes, and maybe I can talk more about it next week, but yeah, I like it. I definitely like it. It's got a different vibe, but the fact that it's free makes me like it so much more, cause I can just have it. And I just can jump in whenever I want, not worry about it. And again, when I have Final Fantasy 14 installed, which I think, you know, I take much more seriously. When I play it, I really play it. Whereas with Guild Wars, I literally just run around and listen to the music and like, what's over here? Oh, I'll kill some random birds. And like, it's much more, it's, I don't know, chill, I guess, for lack of a better word. And I guess that's all just how you play it. But Final Fantasy 14 feels so almost stiff in a way, not in a bad way. Like there's an upside to that, which is it's beautiful. And like, there's so much work put into it, but it just has an air of formality for some reason that Guild Wars feels very like, it's like a very chill version of that. You know, it's like if you met someone who's really awesome, but they're like really smart and intimidating, and then they have like a super chill cousin.
I'm with you there. Like, yeah, Guild Wars is like your stoner friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Who, like you have really fun conversations with, that you don't want to like go to an event with them, but like sometimes you just want to chill and get high and like talk about the stars.
Yeah, he's never going to be mad at you if you're down here, just come over and sit on the couch.
And he's not going to ask you for money.
Have a beer, right? Like, you just want to come over and sit down and have a beer with him. He's like, cool, man, I'm just chilling.
Yeah.
You're like, all right.
And if I'm like, I'm going to leave, he'll be like, yeah, no problem. Whereas Final Fantasy's hey, what do you mean, man? What do you mean you want to leave?
Yeah, you said you'd be here Tuesday at 7. Yeah, exactly. You can't just flake,
exactly. Man. Whereas he would just be like, yeah, I don't care, man. I'll find someone else. Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. It's chill, dude. I'm not, you know, no pressure, man. Just have a good time.
So actually, I like that idea of having them both. So when I want to play Final Fantasy, I can really hop in and grind and take it super seriously. And I do, like I said, I do intend to go back to it probably pretty soon here. But it's cool to have that chill dude in the background who's always installed and is like, yeah, hop in whenever you want. No problem.
In the same breath, you know that Final Fantasy actually loves you more. You know,
It'd be much sadder if I were to not call again. Oh, for sure.
They care about you more. Than I'm the much Stone more than attached. Guild Wars.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. So, but it was just interesting. It was interesting as still a huge MMO noob to like play a different MMO. So, yeah.
What friend would World of Warcraft be?
World of Warcraft would be like the really like insane like zany friend who's like very, very successful, like super rich, but you don't know what their job is. And they're really like intense and high energy. And they're always doing something. They're always inviting you to do stuff, but it's just,
they always
like,
have a really short haircut.
Yeah. They always have a really short haircut and they're very intense, you know, and super like, energy. They talk really fast and they're like, and they've been around and they're older.
They always have a good shave.
Yeah.
And like a fresh haircut. You're like, what? You do this every fucking day? Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. They talk very fast. I feel like.
Cocaine.
Yeah, cocaine. Totally. Yeah. Guild Wars would be weed. I think 5-MeO-DMT would be like mushrooms, maybe, and then
maybe,
and then yeah, cocaine or meth would be wow.
Meth maybe would be wow. Yeah. Like successful, like cocaine, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, like a high functioning cocaine addict. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. High functioning cocaine addict. It's just like, we got it all, man. We got
everything. We can do it all, man. No problem. We got it. Come on in.
You just want to come chill? Come chill. You want to go, hang out tomorrow? We can hang out tomorrow. Whatever you want to do.
Hey, man. Hey, whatever you want to do. Okay? Understand? Just call.
I'm here for you, man.
So, yeah. I'm glad we figured this out finally. The I'm burning question.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of it, too. Black Desert Online would be meth.
Is that what that would be? Yeah, I was thinking about Korean and I was like, Terra. I don't even know what Terra would be like. Fucking bath salts, maybe.
Just grind your life away. Never sleep.
Yeah.
That's those kids. Did you play anything else this week?
Yeah, a couple other things, but those were the main ones I wanted to talk about. It was interesting. I'll report back in after I've spent some more time with Guild Wars next week, but I am definitely curious what you played this week.
Now I feel like I should install Guild Wars, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's there. It's free. There's no reason not to. It's super chill.
That's what I'm saying. It's there and it's free, you know? I played what might be Game of the Year this year, a real banger of a release that I am very excited about. I think everyone pretty much knows what I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
Puyo Puyo Tetris 2. Yeah. What a game. It's everything I loved about Puyo Puyo Tetris 1.
But twice as much.
But twice, but just taken up a notch. I mean, if anything, I'd say my main complaint about it is that it is basically Puyo Puyo Tetris 1. You know, like, what are you going to change?
Yeah.
So, like, the quest's different, and, you know, some of the modes are a little bit different. But it's generally the exact same thing, which I'm here for. My girlfriend whipped my ass at it. She is so good at Puyo Puyo. She's from Japan.
Nice.
And
that's funny.
People from Japan have a knowledge of Puyo Puyo that does not exist in the West.
What do you think the equivalent is here?
I don't know, because they play Tetris too, right?
Yeah.
But I think for us, Tetris is the puzzle game.
Yeah.
And I think Puyo Puyo is more of that than it is here, you know?
Yeah.
Because she doesn't game that much. Like, she only plays Animal Crossing. And I was like, have you played Puyo Puyo? And she's like, yeah.
She's like,
and then we start playing and she's just like fucking waterfalling on me, just murdering me. And I'm just like, yeah, I guess you have. I guess you have played Puyo Puyo.
She sharked you. Yeah, I played a little bit. No lie. I played a little bit in college.
I guess you played a little Puyo Puyo. It's a great game. If you like Puyo Puyo Tetris, you'll like this game. So,
what are you playing it on?
PS5.
Yeah.
I'm playing the PS5 version.
You got to get that extra GPU power.
Yeah, you want true 4K. you want 60 frames in Puyo Puyo Tetris.
At least.
At least. It's the best version of Puyo Puyo Tetris.
If you're not playing on PS5, why even bother?
Yeah, I mean, maybe you might want to go to PC for the unlocked frame rate of Puyo Puyo Tetris. I can see that. Yeah, I can see that argument if you've got like a 3080 or a 2080 Ti or greater, but, I don't. So, my most powerful box is that PS5.
He's a PS5 like a loser.
Yeah, like a loser. I know you guys don't care about Puyo Puyo Tetris.
No,
but
that's cool, man.
It.
I mean, it's interesting to hear that it's sort of like, yeah, even though she's not a gamer, she's just like, yeah, except of course.
Yeah, except I'm going to fucking crush you at Puyo Puyo Tetris. Yeah, so,
other than that. So I think you are a gamer then. By definition.
Yeah, sit the fuck down with your Tetris. I got Puyo Puyo and I'm gonna kill you. Yeah, it was rough. It was a sad night. And I had to be like, oh, good, that's a great job.
Well, very supportive. Just like, wearing that smile mask while behind it you're just
weeping. I was just getting destroyed. And I'm like, yeah, I'm the gamer in the house. So
maybe she should be on this podcast
Maybe she should. I'll ask her if she wants to be our Puyo Puyo correspondent. but it'll be in Japanese, so no one will understand what she's saying.
Totally fine. Japanese people will. It'll increase our demographic.
Yeah, we'll have a Japanese segment. So that was a little bit of a goof. I do think Puyo Puyo Tetris is great. But,
no, totally.
I played a lot of Cyberpunk on PS5
this
week. And I will start off with my overall impression so far.
Yeah,
I probably put 15 hours in this week. I played quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
A couple late nights, and I played a lot yesterday. And I like Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a good game. I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, you know, the side quests kind of suck. I don't think they do at all. I think it's a little busy. You know, I think in like the way GTA is too busy because people are calling you all the time, being like, hey, I got a car. Hey, I got a job. Hey, I got a job.
Yeah, like they're afraid to let you get bored, which is always kind of annoying.
It does that too. But in general, I think the main thread of the game, the main storyline quest, really does a good job of being like, you can do side quests, but there's plenty of main quests here, and it's still going. You know, like, the story isn't lulling at all. So, if you want to get with it, you know, like, we're here for you. Like, you can get with it. And that's mostly what I've done, is just kind of follow the main story quest. Just recently, I was like, I should just burn some side quests, try and get some money, see if I can upgrade some weapons and stuff, right? Because it's not like it's gotten really hard, but things have gotten a little tougher to kill, and I'm like, yeah, maybe I can, you know, level up a little bit. But yeah, I enjoy the game. It's definitely juvenile. I think, like, you know, when you're talking about Resident Evil and that it's like, oh, this is kind of dumb, you know? Yeah. Cyberpunk stuff. The Witcher was dumb, though. I think people forget that Witcher 3 is really dumb.
And I think, you know, I think the thing people forget, too, is, like, you can be really smart and well-written and also be dumb, which I know sounds like it can't be. But it totally can, because there's some really deep and meaningful stuff in The Witcher 3 as well. But there's a lot of dumb shit in there, too, and that's okay. Like, that's part of its charm.
Yeah, you know, I think this game, I think it has, like, moments. Like, there's definitely things in this game that I found touching or emotional or trying. But there's a lot of dick jokes, you know. Yeah. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of vulgarity and cussing. And, you know, I know people have, it's not as... it doesn't have the greatest sensibilities around, like, gender issues and things like that. And, you know, I think that that's something to discuss. But despite that, and despite its immaturity, right, I think it's great. I think it's fun. I think the missions are good. I like the characters a lot. Like, I think there's a lot of really good characters in this game that I really, like, enjoy interacting with. You know, and I think it's sad. Like, I think there's times where it's just generally, like, tragic, you know. And Keanu Reeves is fucking lame, but he is so cool, you know, like, like, he's the best and the worst, right? Like, which I like.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I watched both the first two John Wick movies the other day, and I was like, exactly what you just said. Keanu Reeves, I'm like, he's the worst actor I've ever seen, ever. But he's so fun. Like, I don't know how he does it. Like, it's impossible not to be charmed by it, despite the fact that he cannot act at all.
Yeah, I think maybe if I was a little younger, right? Like, if I was a 20-something playing this, and I didn't know Keanu Reeves is, like, Johnny Utah, you know, from Point Break, right? Like,
or Speed.
I think the John Wick movies can kind of trick you into thinking that, like, he's acting and he's just super cool.
He's not, though. You know? He doesn't act in those either. And he is cool, and he does cool shit in the movie, but he's not.
But he doesn't have to act in the John Wick movies, right? Exactly. It's just like this... He's just running forward shooting guns the whole time, right? So it's like, this guy's so cool. But, you know, we know Keanu Reeves movies really well, right? Yeah. We've seen Bill and Ted, we've seen Point Break. And it's like, yeah, it's this dumbass, like, yelling at me and calling me a cunt. You know, like, it's fine. Like, I like that part. But
yeah, totally.
That being said, this game is a fucking hot mess, right? It reminds me... So, this is going to sound terrible, right? Because it reminds me a lot of a game that I despise, which is Fallout 4.
Oh, right? My. Yeah.
I don't think it's... Well, I don't know. I think some things are worse than Fallout 4. Some things are a lot better than Fallout 4. Like, I've been able to progress pretty much unabated through the game. I haven't had a lot of issues, but I have had crashes, and I wouldn't call them infrequently.
And you're, right? Just to be clear, you're on the PS5, correct?
I'm on the PS5, yeah. I wouldn't say they're infrequent. Like, they're not all the time.
I think, like, one crash is too many.
I think one crash is too many, too. That's a hard crash.
I can't remember the last time a console crashed on me, honestly.
I know. And it's like, boom, send error report. And you're like, oh, my God. And it'll happen, you know, a few times. If I play all day, it'll happen a few times in that day.
That's not good.
You know, not good. I definitely have had glitches. I definitely have had, enemies get stuck, like... You know, where they're just, like, clipped into a wall and can't get out, and you just fucking, you know, murder them in the wall or don't, or they're just stuck forever. Stuff like that, you know, like, it's those kinds of very Fallout-esque things, right? Or even like where you'll shoot at somebody and like there's some invisible barrier stopping them from getting hit, you know, or the barrier you're behind is actually not a barrier and you're getting hit.
Yeah.
And a lot of...
it's just not consistent. That's the worst.
Yeah. And a lot of deaths to explosions, right? Like, where it's like, oh, you're just running by. Oh, like, everything just blew up and you're dead. And you're like, I don't know.
That's how the future is, man. All right? It's a it's a statement about the future.
Yeah. And so this game needs a lot of work. Like, that's... Yeah. I think that's...
They should have crunched harder.
They should have crunched harder.
Made him work 80 hours instead of 70.
I listen to a lot of people talk about it, and I think, you know, one of the consensus was basically, like, these probably had a lot of, people probably had a lot of make goods, you know, to surface in this year, right? Where it's like, this has to be out in this year for merchandising contracts and, you know, contracts you have with different vendors and toys and all these things, right? Like, it's got to be out. And so, I'm kind of sure that's why they ran into this. I mean... Don't try playing this game on a PS4 and Xbox. Like,
I'm curious. One. Like, I certainly won't be purchasing on those. Hell no. I haven't bought it yet. I'm going to wait for probably a couple months. But yeah,
there's a Digital Foundry video. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I watched the Digital Foundry video where he's talking about running it on with a 3090 and like an X series, like really how it's designed to run and how it was pretty remarkable. I don't know if you watched that, where it's like when it's running properly in all its full glory, it's quite extraordinary. But yeah, that's a very small group of people who are going to be playing it that way.
Even on the PS5, like, there's large portions of it. Like, this game looks amazing. Yeah. Like, it feels good. Like, I like the magic system a lot. Like, I'm, you know, surprise, surprise, I'm basically playing a mage.
A black mage.
Which is what they call.
Shocked.
I know.
Did you name your character like VB?
No, it's just V. It's just always V.
I know, for VB.
You can't change their name.
I know, but that's Leo, what the V stands for, is what I'm saying.
A V for VB? Mm-hmm. Maybe it is.
Yeah.
So, like, magic is basically, like, quick hacking, right? So you can just, like, hack people or robots or whatever. And I think the hacking system's pretty fun. It's a lot like VATS, you know, where you...
Interesting.
You basically, like, go into slow-mo and you zoom in on things and, like, you know, cameras and stuff you can hack into and look through all of them, or turrets you can turn off or turn on. And, you basically have like hack decks, right? So you can craft different hacks, or you know, some come with different hacks so you can find them, or, and you know, like one will like light somebody on fire, which is like basically like a fire dot. One is like a shock attack that'll, you know, does big damage to robots and stuff, but does some damage to humans. So it's, you know, it is very magic, right?
Yeah, that's
like
cool.
That stuff is.
And I feel like that was probably kind of underplayed because I didn't even know about that. And to be fair, I haven't followed it super closely, but that's cool that it's in there.
If I knew more about it, I would have been more excited about it. Because I think that system is fun to play. And I think once you get a grasp of it, because basically, like, your deck has RAM, which is basically your mana, right? And a lot of casting is managing that RAM, right? Like, because it's not like you have, like, a big mana pool. You'll have, like six slots of RAM, basically. And you can get different skills to slowly regenerate it. But a lot of it is, like, if you hack somebody and then kill them, like, you'll refresh one, or, you know, or if you hack a robot or spread it, you'll refresh two, you know, so there's a lot of, like, bouncing back, basically mana, like, charge,
mana
to,
pool,
like, chain
management.
Spells together,
yeah.
Which is fun. I think it's fun to do. I think the...
Yeah, that sounds cool.
The combat is, in a lot of ways, fun. I think some people were disappointed in the combat. I think once you speed it up and really start, like, doing this stuff, like, second nature, you know, like, you're just shooting and lighting a guy on fire, and then a robot comes out, and you shock that thing, and turn off a turret, and, you know, run around, and you're pistoling people, like, that feels really fun as you get, like, I don't want to say a mastery of it, but even, like, an understanding of kind of how these systems are designed to interact.
Yeah.
And I will say, performance is okay on PS5. Frame rate's generally pretty good. There's glitchiness, there's some crashes, but, it generally runs pretty well, too. I haven't been like, oh, the frame rate's terrible, or I can't get through this, or, you know.
Yeah. It's not like horrible, horrific pop-in. And
no, there's some weird pop-in. Like, you know, I think the things that are weird is, like, you know, you'll have weird, like, effects. You know, like, you'll be standing next to, like, a window, and something will be, like, shining into the window, and there'll just be, like, is it supposed to look pixely, like cyberpunky, or is it just not animating this like transparency right? You know, I had a thing where there's basically a problem with like your implant. I guess that's, I don't want to spoil anything, right?
Yeah.
And so you'll have these like moments of like, it'll be like a malfunction and it'll go kind of cyberpunk on the screen, right? You know what I mean when I say cyberpunk? Oh, yeah. Like pixely with weird lines and stuff. And I had that happen one time and it just like stayed that way. And I was like, maybe this is like a part of the story. Like, you know, it's just like, oh, I'm all fucked up. I better go find a doc or something, right?
Yeah.
And like, it was like an hour and I was like, I'm going to refresh the save, like reload the save. And it was fine once I reloaded.
Yeah, you know? That's fucked up.
So like that kind of stuff happens.
It reminds me of like, you know, old PC games, right?
Yeah,
where they just didn't have QA in the same way they do now. So it was just like stuff, shit like that would happen. And you'd look at them and they'd be like, yeah, just load. But like, well, the save's corrupted. They'd be like, I don't know, start again then. Oh, fuck you. Too bad, you know?
Yeah, and I think in some ways this game is just too much, right? Like,
yeah.
I think there's too many systems. I think they did too much. And it just doesn't fit on like on like modern day like systems, right? Like it's too ambitious for what we can actually like achieve, you know? Like, you know, you don't really think about it, but everything happens in the open world in this game, right?
Yeah.
Like you don't go through fucking portals. You don't go in a building and you're like cut off from the outside. It's like, oh, now you're in this zone. And so it's instanced and, you know, stuff's not just happening. It seems like every fucking thing that happens in this game is happening in the world as it exists at any given time. And so there's a lot of like fuckery that happens because of that, right?
Yeah, of
like
course.
There's just a lot of,
how could there not be?
A lot of strange things going on. Like, you know, a lot of times you'll come out of a place and there would be people like standing inside of where your car is, you know? Like, you know, the car is just like, cause you know, they were obviously still in the world. And when you came out, your car spawned and they were like in the same space.
Yeah.
And you get into your car and they basically get like run over by you. Like,
what a horrible future.
Yeah. And then the cops come and they're like, why'd you do that? You're like, I don't know, man.
You're like, ask City Project Red.
But you know, it's,
yeah, that's interesting. It's almost too ambitious.
In some ways, right? I feel like a lot of games would have cheated that and been like, let's just have, you know, you're going into whatever Nakatomi Plaza. It's not Nakatomi Plaza, that's Die Hard.
Yeah.
But
it's Christmas.
You're going into this hotel, it's Christmas, yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers. Yeah. Let's just instance the hotel.
Yeah.
It'll be so much easier. You know, we don't have to have all this persistence around the world and it'll just make this whole thing work better. And for some reason, they don't do that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a good choice or a bad choice, but it seems like the choice they made. And I think the performance suffers a lot because of it. But I do think the world feels more lived in because of it, you know? And I mean, I like the game. Like, I want to play it right now. Like, I really am into playing it, despite how bad it is, right? Like, how dysfunctional it is.
Yeah.
I still am really into getting through this thing and playing it and wanting to do the side missions. One of my favorite characters is a taxi cab AI. Like,
that's cool.
It's cool. Like, there's this whole side mission about this, like, it's like this high-end taxi cab AI. And, you know, you're like, you and your partner are like these, like, rough characters, you know, like mercs. And, you know, you're just, like, talking shit at this thing. And it's like a luxury thing. So it's like, yes, sir, no, sir. And you're just like... It's like, give me to the fucking place, you piece of shit. And it's like, the language isn't necessary. You know, like, it's like kind of interacting with you. And then later, like, that AI gets, like, a virus. Like, its calves become self-aware. And, like, the main AI is like, I need your help, man. Like, this thing is fucking, it's going crazy. You got to help me track these calves down. And then you find the cab, and it's like, did my father send you? You know, it's great. Like, it's so funny. It's just like,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's so easy to get invested in it. And I'm in. Like, I am in on this game. I really do like it.
Yeah.
Even though I compared it to one of the games I like the least in recent history.
Well, just in terms of, like, technical issues. And I don't know, man. It's interesting, like, the discourse around those technical issues has been interesting, so I've been looking forward to hearing your perspective. I mean, on the one hand, I do think people, like, you know, people are giving it a hard time, but at the same time, like, from what I understand, they recouped their development budget before they even released the game, so it's like, you know, I don't think they give a shit really. And not to say they're not going to fix it, or they would, I'm sure they would have liked to release a better product, but it's not like they're going to suffer for it. And I can't help but wonder, like,
forgive No Man's Sky.
Well, right, but that's the thing, is
ongoing game. Yeah, then people can forgive.
We'll get into that. But that's the thing, like, would they forgive other games that were this glitchy? I don't know. Is it just because it's so ambitious?
I mean, I feel like people forgave Fallout 4, and I feel like
that game sucks.
Like, you know, I was thinking about, like, so I really hate Fallout
4. Yeah, I don't like it either. I've tried to play it many times, and I love the other Fallout games, but I do not like it.
And I was thinking, like, why do I hate Fallout 4 so much? Like, what is it, like, because this game has made me think of Fallout 4 a lot, and, like, why do I like this game when I'm so hard on Fallout 4? And I'm like, well, what is Fallout 4? And it's like, who wants to watch this dude fucking try and find Sean for fucking so long? Like, yeah. I don't fucking care about Sean, you know? And this whole, that whole goddamn game is predicated on this, like, I gotta find Sean. And it's like, no one gives a shit about Sean, bro.
Yeah, we're like, here because we want to explore the fucking wasteland.
Yeah, people are dying all fucking over the place in this wasteland. And your commitment to this fucking kid is
completely inappropriate.
Admirable, but not very fun, you know, in the...
I don't want to walk a mile in your shoes.
No one wants to walk a mile in your shoes. And I think it was... Fallout 4 was far less than... So it was just brown and boring.
Yeah, it's ugly.
And ugly. And this game is the opposite. It's beautiful. It's diverse. It's
ambitious.
It's got a story... Yeah, it's ambitious. It's got a storyline that's trying to do... You know, the best storyline in Fallout 4 is those goddamn boat robots where you launch their boat into the sky.
Yeah.
I think that's the only part I liked about that game. I was just like, yeah, fucking these robots did it. You know, like, other than that, I was really out on that game.
I think that was Fallout 3, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah, because I did that mission, but I definitely did not play enough Fallout 4 to do that mission.
Did I make this up? Am I lying?
There is the one where you, like, build you basically get them to launch the spaceship.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Fallout 3. Or maybe New Vegas, I don't know. But it's not Fallout 4, because I played...
Am I giving too much credit to Fallout 4?
I think so. Because I only played like 5 hours of Fallout 4, and I saw that mission, and so I don't...
And those goddamn settlement missions, where it's always just like...
It just feels like Fallout 3 with all the good stuff of Fallout 3 taken out. And Fallout purists will say Fallout 3 is like Fallout 2 with all the good stuff taken out. So it's just like further diluted. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, but I really like Cyberpunk.
No, that's cool, man. I'm excited to play it. I'm definitely going to pick it up. I'm going to wait till I have a 30 series card, which God fucking knows when that's going to be. And I am actually looking forward to waiting 3 or 4 months just to make sure I'm running a nice version on a nice computer. And then also, you know, just so a lot of this shit will be ironed out. I'm sure there'll be mods and...
Yeah, I'm sure they're gonna make good because they have to.
Yeah,
you know, like, it's just too high profile.
You gotta remember, The Witcher 3 when it launched was just quite a mess.
All these kinds of games launched so fucking broken.
And right? I don't know that that's an excuse necessarily, but it's just something to think about. Like, hey, The Witcher 3 now, when you play it, is polished as an open world game can be. It's quite polished and beautiful, and it's a masterpiece.
Yeah, Roach didn't work for the longest.
Yeah, time. No, it was totally it was totally busted. If you play vanilla Witcher 3. It's totally busted, so there's no reason to, like, think this wouldn't be. However, in 5 years, when all the expansions are out and all the, you know, all the patches are in, I suspect it's going to be quite a pretty important experience. Again, I haven't played it, but that's the impression I get.
Yeah, I had sex with some prostitutes.
Nice. Male or
a
female?
A man and a woman.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It was an accident on the man one, but, you know, I just went with
it. Hey, of course.
I was just like, I'm here.
Why not?
You had to pick a name, and it was like Angel or Sky, and I'm like, these could both go either way.
Yeah. I'm sure that was intentional. That's funny.
Yeah. So,
are you playing a male or a female character?
I'm a lady.
Nice.
And, you know, another thing, this is something I hate in games in general, but, like, my character looks so good in the character creator. It just does not the rest of the
time. Yeah, I hate that. I don't know what that is, but that in every, even Guild Wars, I made a really cool looking character. And then when she was in the cutscenes, she's like, her face is like weirdly like fat. And like,
yeah,
it's just like, wait, hold on. It's like, they should really show you what it looks like in a cutscene.
And I hate the clothes in that game.
Really?
Like, it's, you know, I feel like there's like two types of like cyberpunk, and one is like, I even picked corpo, right? So you pick like your starting style, yeah. right? And I picked like, you know, corporate fucking bootlicker. Because like, at least I'll have like money and fashion.
Yeah, sense, at least I'll right? have a cool suit.
Yeah. And you do have a cool suit in the beginning. But for one, my character looked ugly in it because my character's ugly. But the fashion sense is just homeless, you know? Yeah. And that is not cool with me. Like, I'm not down with looking homeless. If any, fashion is one of the most important things to me in games.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping it just gets better as I get like high end stuff, because right now it's like a hodgepodge of like, oh, I found some purple gym shorts, you know, and you're like, God damn, I don't want to wear purple gym shorts and a bowler cap, you know, and you're like, oh, like this is fucking hurts me. Welcome like to even
the future.
Yeah, this hurts me to even like be a part of, but it's getting better.
You
it's
gotta
like
use, now it's you gotta a lot use more. Some glamour prisms.
Yeah, at least I'm getting to the point where now I'm like fighting like, you know, like agents and stuff. You know, like high end military.
Yeah,
and so I'm getting like, you know, slick Kevlar and that's you know good. Stuff like that. So it's getting a little better. I got a balaclava now, so at least I look legit.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
No, that's cool, man. I'm glad to hear you like it. I mean, I figured you would. To be honest, the discourse around it is not terribly surprising. What I was expecting is like, hey, it's really ambitious. Any game this ambitious is going to have problems. I wasn't expecting, I think, the performance issues to be quite as extreme as they seem to be, given how much it was delayed. But other than that, it seems like pretty much what I was expecting. And I was expecting it to be, you know, very ambitious and very cool and very interesting. It sounds like it is, despite its flaws.
Yeah. I also, like, don't get me wrong, I think it's pretty unacceptable if the game does not run on a system they sold it on, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't.
I agree. They should have just canceled it, honestly, and just given a refund. Yeah. Like, hey, guys, you trust me, you don't want it.
Yeah, I don't really know if that's excusable or not. I would say not more than yes, but out my personal experience, I'm really enjoying the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. No, fair enough. I look forward to hearing more about it next week.
All right, let's take a quick break because we got to talk about the Game Awards before we get out of here, and I got a lot to say about that. So Leo, I rung you up last week on Discord chat. I said, "Hey Leo, make sure you watch the Game Awards so we can talk about it."
I was like, "Oh hell yeah, that's awesome! I can't wait."
On the old show we're doing here,
mm-hmm.
And
I was pretty excited. I love video games. I don't know if you know this actually, about me, but I'm really into video games. So I was like, "Sweet."
I actually really enjoyed last year's show. Like I remember watching it and. Being into it, you know what I mean? Like, really having fun watching it. I was like, I actually had a restaurant with a friend, and I, like, put it on my phone, and we sat and just, like, ate and watched it and got into it, and we're, like, excited for what we saw. And,
yeah.
Yeah, this year, I was not as excited, you know? What did you think? Before we go too far, what did you think of the Video Game Awards hosted by Jeff Keighley? For 2020,
I watched all of it from start to finish, and I
stronger man than me.
I was, yeah, yeah, basically.
Happy, did you watch the Game Awards?
I've just got strong opinions on best director.
I gotta bring him up here and chill him out a little bit. He's come on, don't come up.
Say hello to the people.
Oh, he already said hello to the people.
No, I mean, okay, it was awful. It was really bad. It was like, at times it was literally unwatchable. And I don't say that like, with hyperbole, I would literally mute it and look away until like the segment was over. And that's not good. Like at the very least it should be watchable. And there were times where I actually, yeah, I literally couldn't watch it cause it was so cringy and it was so awkward. And it was, even at its best, it was just like frustrating and, I was thinking a lot about it, and the word that sums it up the best for me, it's not a great word, but it's the word that really sums it up. It's just fucking lame. You know? Like, yeah. From Serve, it's just lame. Like, I can't think of a better word than that. Just lame. Like, it was trying so hard, and it was so lame, and all the corporate bullshit was just so poorly integrated, and it was... Yeah. It was bad. It was bad.
What about the new virtual band in Black Lives Matter shirts talking about, like, with a song about, like, nexting and, like, what was that fucking stupid... That shit was, like, so hard to watch that, like...
Yeah, it was brutal. It was That's what I'm talking about. Like, it was about
likes and unlikes on Instagram or something. You know, it was such boomer energy.
Yeah, totally.
Channeled into this, like,
yeah.
No, this is the fucking kids. We're the kids, you know, like we know what's up.
Well, and that was the other thing that I found so fascinating about it. Like, the more I watched it, it was like, who the fuck is this for? Really? Who's it for?
Because
they're talking all about
either.
Fortnite, and they're acting like the kids are watching this, like, you know, 14-year-olds. I'm sure some are, judging by the chat. But then they have fucking Eddie Vedder on, and they have, like, the fucking some Muppet bullshit. Like, I don't understand who the show's for. It's not for me. And it's...
Yeah, is Stephen A. Smith weird. Supposed to be the what the 14-year-olds are looking forward to? Because...
I don't know. I genuinely don't. And I don't mean that, like... Yeah, I'm not joking. By the end, when they were talking about Fortnite, and they were talking about fucking Master Chief coming to Fortnite, and I was just like, who is this for? Who is watching this? Like, I don't understand. It's really mystifying. It just jumps all over the place.
Yeah, I didn't make it to the end. Once I saw the anti-vape ad...
Yeah, that was brutal. I think that was the lowest point. Because I like Alana Pierce. Like, I think she's very thoughtful and pretty smart. But yeah, when I saw that, I was like, oh, no. Oh, that was one where I did mute it and looked away until it was over. Because I was just like, I don't know how they got her to do this, but, like, it was very disappointing.
Yeah, and just the whole idea of, like, the game we're talking about, it's like, hey, kids, Alana Pierce here.
That's fucking
it's like,
brutal,
don't
man.
Do drugs. It's like, don't vape.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, what? At least tell kids not to do cocaine or to wear condoms or something, right? Like, what the fuck is don't vape? You know, like,
It was brutal. That's exactly right. Like, that's sort of disconnect from reality. It was like, dude, just talk about games.
Yeah.
Just be like, here's some cool games. Like, I like that even announcing games. Most of the games did not look very good. There were a couple in there that were cool. I don't even know how to talk about this, just because there was, like, I don't really want to go from start to finish. Maybe we should just talk about the things we did like first, and then we can kind of go over the stuff that we really disliked the most.
I think we're going to have liked the same exact few things, but we can do that. I will say my overall impression was that, like, man, 2021 is going to be a rough year for games.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah. Like, that was my takeaway, was like, yeah, like, if this is what... They don't have a lot of chances to show us things right now, and if this is what they decided needs to be in one of their bigger chances, like, we're in a bad spot, you know, as far as what we know some things. I feel like Sony was completely, like, not present at the Game Awards.
Yeah.
Like, there was very little Sony stuff there.
That's true. Almost nothing.
Yeah, I feel like they're a bit scorned. I feel like Microsoft has kind of taken over that show, and I think it shows.
Yeah.
Since, you know, they did the release announcement, or the first like reveal of the new console there last year.
Yeah.
And there's just a lot of Microsoft stuff in the show this year, and, like, no Sony stuff. But
yeah, that's true. I didn't even notice that, but you're right.
I think we know some of the stuff that Sony's releasing next year, and so there's that stuff to look forward to. But outside of that, yeah, it looks grim, in my opinion, for what's...
Yeah, now that Cyberpunk's out, it is like, oh, what's next? I genuinely don't know.
So name one thing you liked, and then we'll back and forth on this. I think that's the best way. Otherwise, I think you'll say three things, and I'll be like, I like those two.
No, you're right. That's a good call. I think we'll definitely agree on this. I did really enjoy the Persona live action... Not live action. The Persona song that they performed from Persona Strikers. I thought that was really wonderful and well done. It sounded great, and it was so fun hearing that song. And it made me want to play Persona 5 again, so... Which is not hard to do, admittedly, but... That was a real highlight.
I loved it.
Yeah, that was cool.
They sounded the Last awesome. Surprise remix sounded great.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real bop.
Yep.
I think the singer, Lynn is her name. I think she, like, was into it.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah,
there was
totally.
A lot of soul. She was feeling it.
Yeah, it did not have the energy of the rest of the show where it was just, like, everyone reading from a teleprompter. They're like, no, this song kicks ass, and we're going to play it really well. And they did, and it was awesome, and it felt that way, you know? Felt very genuine.
She's a fucking believer.
Yeah.
She's a believer. You could tell I was a believer watching her, for sure. It felt so good.
Yeah.
I was very into that.
It was an interesting counterpoint to the rest of the show.
Well, and it opened the show, too. Like, I was actually very excited about the show. Because I was like it was kind of in the pre-show, right? Like, they showed a few things ahead of time.
Yeah.
And they showed that really early, and I was like, oh, this is, like, this is sick. And right after it, they showed that virtual band, and I was like, oh, this is, like, the opposite and terrible.
Yeah, that was rough.
Like, I am concerned, you know? Like, it was such a juxtaposition, you know? that I was into that too though.
Yeah, that was cool.
One of the things I really liked was the Sephiroth reveal.
Yeah, that was cool.
I thought it was dope. I liked that they played the Sephiroth song, you know, it was very like heavy.
Yeah.
He almost fucking murdered Mario.
I like how he did the he almost did the Aerith thing on Zelda. Like it was very yeah. It was framed very similarly where he's jumping down on her with the sword just like he does in that famous cinematic, but she like rolls out of the way. I thought that was kind of a cool touch.
Oh yeah, even the Mario shot, you know, where he's holding him up
yeah,
by the
Yeah, that's
sword,
right, just was, like when he stabs Cloud. That's true. I didn't even
But it was in his suspenders.
Yeah,
like,
that's
yeah,
cool.
Really,
I didn't even think about that. That's awesome.
Yeah, they really did a good job of like just paying homage to yeah. those like Final Fantasy shots
with a fun little twist.
Yeah, with a fun little Nintendo twist. Yeah, he wanted to murder Mario, and I would not have been okay with that. But in some ways, I would have been okay with that. Like, I do love my boy Mario, but
someone's gonna take him out. It's got to be Sephiroth.
And people got to go through some adversity sometimes. Yeah. You know, shit's got to get ugly.
It builds character.
Yeah, mix it up.
No, I agree. Yeah, they always get me with those because I'm like, yeah, I don't care. I don't play Smash. I don't care about Smash. I've tried. I just don't give a shit about it at all. But even so, I was like, oh, I'm still curious who it was. And then as soon as I figured it out, I was like, oh, and I was smiling through the whole thing. And like, you know, as someone who doesn't even play the game or care about the game to get that excited means they, you know, they really nailed it.
I think my apathy makes them even better. You know,
yeah, like, maybe.
And not all of them, but, you know, when it hits that thing you like, it's so good. Like when Joker was announced, yeah. I was just like, this can't be for real. And then the Sephiroth music starts playing. You're like, this is sick.
Yeah.
And I'm not even like a Final Fantasy VII like fanboy, right? Yeah. Like, but still, Sephiroth is undeniably badass.
Yeah,
you know, like
he's so cool and scary and evil and like intense. And, just so intense.
Yeah. So I was very into that.
Yeah, I
was Leo, you got another one? You got another one for me?
I wouldn't say I love this, but I did like the Perfect Dark reveal. And I think we were talking during the show, and I think you made a good point. It's just like, who fucking cares about Perfect Dark? Like, no one ever was like, yeah, Joanna Dark's so cool. They were excited about Perfect Dark because it was a GoldenEye sequel. And I think there's some truth to that, but I will say I absolutely loved the first Perfect Dark. Like, I played the shit out of it, and it holds a very special place in my heart. And I was always kind of curious about that world because it is sort of a traditional cyberpunk world in a lot of ways. But she was kind of an interesting character and had some interesting, like, a weird sense of humor and some interesting twists. And then she was just absolutely cratered by the Xbox 360 version, which was just abysmally terrible game. And I do kind of like the idea of, like, what if they took her very seriously? And, like, I don't know. I'm curious. I wouldn't say I'm, like, super stoked and I'm, like, a huge Perfect Dark fan. But that reveal, I definitely, when I saw her hair and it said Perfect Dark, I was like, oh, that's cool. It piqued my interest for sure. I was definitely not expecting it. And I was excited by it. It wasn't the most exciting trailer ever, but it did its job in being like, oh, I will definitely pay attention to this.
Yeah, I didn't give a shit.
Yeah, I think most people don't. But that game was fucking great. The first Perfect Dark's really, talk about too ambitious for its console. Like, N64 could barely run it because it was so ahead of its time in so many ways, but
I think that's what made it good, right? I think this isn't rare, you know what I mean? Like,
no, it's not. I mean, it, I assume it's reason. A lot of the same people, but yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole different thing, and I think, yeah, like you said, I think what we talked about during the show is, you know, Perfect Dark was basically GoldenEye 2 for people that were just like GoldenEye heads, right? I think that was the draw, was like, we can't play fucking no odd job slappers all day. We need to do something new, and Briefcase Gun is where it's at, right? Like,
yeah, oh, totally. I agree with that.
So I think that was like the appeal, and I think it was good for that. And I think, like you said, it was far too advanced for that console, and I think that kind of made it fun to play in some ways, right? Like, it was ahead of its time. But they've done nothing after that fact to make me think that Perfect Dark matters, or it's going to be any good, or it's going to introduce anything new, you know? Yeah,
no, I agree with that. It was more just like, I'm more just curious to see what they do with that character and that legacy. But yeah, I have no reason to be optimistic. It was more, it was just fun to see her. That's all, really. Which I guess
you
was enough.
You have no reason to be optimistic, okay, Leo? Right. Just remember that.
Okay, I'll remember that. Whenever I start feeling a glimmer of joy, I'll remember that. What were some other things you liked, if there's anything else?
I mean, there was one other thing that I liked, and I'm trying to look up what the name of it is, because I don't remember. But the new Warhammer game, Did you see the announcement?
It's like a first person game.
It's like a Vermintide, Darktide. Oh, yeah.
Is it
Darktide?
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
Yeah, I thought that looked. I mean, I love Vermintide too.
Yeah.
And so to have like a 40K version, you know, it's like future set. Yeah. Seems like a lot of fun. I wasn't like hype, like, oh, this is the fucking shit. But I was like, oh, I want to play this. You know, like, I think that was like, this is where I'm getting with how excited I was for the announcement. I was like, I saw this one and thought I might want to play that, you know? And yeah, so I was into that. I like Vermintide 2. I love the physics on the weapons in those games. And this looked like it had that same, like, crushing things with melee, big AoEs, that kind of really good weapon feel.
It's a good engine, yeah, for sure. I played a little bit of Vermintide 2, and I liked what I played. I just never got super into it. I should try it again. I know I have a copy.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I will say is I felt like there was a shitload of, like, co-op versus AI games announced, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like those don't always... Even Vermintide 2 I ran into where it's like... you end up with a game where a couple people are way too good and most people don't have any... Like, finding people at your level at any given time after release becomes more and more difficult, you know? And so you really run into these games where it's like... One guy's either the expert, you know, and he's going to, like, do everything himself.
Yeah.
And the rest of you are just kind of along for the ride. Or half your team has no idea what they're doing, and they may just tank your run. And that's kind of the types of games you get into.
Yeah.
And that always concerns me about these kinds of games. And I feel like there's a lot of those kinds of games announced. There's that, what was the other one? Rogues and something, or...
It's
like
knows?
A medieval.
Oh, it was like something about Robin Hood. It was like Hood.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that was lame. There was so much lame shit, man. The only other thing, there might have been some other stuff, but the other thing I think we should talk about is Crimson Desert, which I thought actually
looked
pretty extraordinarily cool. Like, it was, you know, it looked very next gen. It looked very, it's by the people who did Black Desert Online, if I'm correct, right?
Yeah.
But it looks like it's much, you know, it looks like Final Fantasy 16, really. But it, I don't know, it looked very next gen. It was beautiful and looked pretty ambitious. And yeah, that I enjoyed from start to finish. I was like, whoa, this is fucking cool. And, you know, it looked a little bit generic as far as like aesthetic. Fantasy, yeah, setting, yeah. I don't think it was like setting the world on fire with creativity, but it looked very next gen and it looked really, yeah, it was just beautiful. And I'm excited to see, like I've been saying, I'm excited to see what people outside of Japan and the United States are going to do with this new technology. And it was cool to see that.
Yeah, I am excited too. I think the gameplay is going to turn into very much like Black Desert, very grindy. Black Desert's a very grindy game.
Yeah, but this does look like they're trying to do something else. Like, I don't think this is an MMO, right?
I don't know. I mean,
I don't either.
From what I know of that company... What I know of this company, there's going to be things to grind for, and you're going to pay money if you want them faster, you know?
Yeah.
That's just their track record.
Yeah, no, totally. You know more about it than
But I don't know what... I don't know how they're going to frame that in whatever the narrative structure of this game is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited for it, too. I thought it looked beautiful. The trailer really was a little framey, but...
yeah, agreed.
It's obviously very early. It looks gorgeous. Black Desert looks gorgeous.
It does.
You know?
Yeah.
And this looked like an advancement on that, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you, I was pretty pumped to give it a look.
Yeah. There was a few things I wanted to say real quick that just some of the things that stood out to me about that were the most horrible.
Was it Vin Diesel pretending
that
to be the Rock?
That was absolutely horrible. The fucking Pokemon Go shit was brutal.
Brutal.
That was just nonstop. All the Facebook shit, all the Instagram shit, and then how every other ad was like, Facebook cares about communities. Like, fuck off. Like, who are you trying to trick? I hate Facebook. And like, the way they sort of like insidiously came into this really bugged the shit out of me. The other thing that really stood out was like, man, BioWare is in a rough place.
Yeah, they're dead.
They're like,
bro.
Hey, yeah, seriously. And like, they're like, Dragon Age trailer. And I was like, cool. No, it's just like a weird pre-render trailer. That was it. And then at the end, there was a pre-rendered Mass Effect trailer, and it was like, Mass Effect. I'm like, so what you have to offer is a pre-rendered trailer for the only two franchises you have that anyone cares about, and that's it. Nothing else. Two pre-rendered trailers. That's fucked up. Like, that's actually quite alarming.
Yeah, they're a real...
They're like, hey guys, I swear we're still working on it. I'm like, dude. Well, it was quite shocking to see that. After this many years, after Anthem, and all they have is two pre-rendered trailers. No names, nothing, just two pre-rendered trailers. I was quite taken aback by that. One was bad enough, but then they were like, hey, don't worry, we also have another pre-rendered trailer. It was crazy.
Well, yeah, and on Anthem, they're like, we're gonna fix it. It's like, it's too late, man. Like, you know, like, you can't, don't keep saying we're gonna fix it.
Maybe next year they'll win best ongoing game.
I probably would. That blew my mind. No Man's Sky won.
That was pretty rough.
A game that no one gives a shit about. Like,
well, apparently a lot of people do.
Who? Nobody plays it.
Yeah, they do.
Steam charts numbers are terrible for that game.
I mean, the sales are great, though. I mean, it sold a lot of copies.
For sure. It sold a lot of... I mean...
My nephew plays it.
Yeah, there we go. Right. I mean, it's not a popular game.
Yeah.
And which I'm not saying that's the criteria for best ongoing game. But I think that should be part of it. Yeah. A factor, right? Like, do people play this game? No.
Well, then maybe it's not the best ongoing game.
Then maybe it's not the best ongoing game, right? Like I'm not saying that that's the end all be all, but if the people have decided it's not the best ongoing game in their mind, it's a bit tone deaf to say, no, we think it is anyway, you know? And I feel like a lot of this stuff was just so... I feel like there's just such a disconnect in this show between the people that write about and make games and the people that play games.
Yeah, it's like the Oscars, right? It's kind of the same deal, where it's just like, it's an industry show, but it's not even that because it's all weird, shitty ads.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be the, you know, I think what was great about this show in previous years is it wasn't the Oscars, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it was fun and it did feel connected to the people that played games. And I feel like this year more than ever, like, they really... Way. They made a huge leap in a direction of like, no, we want to be like the Oscars. Yeah. We don't care about the, you know, I saw like, you know who Slasher is on Twitter?
Mm-mm.
Ron Bressler or whatever.
Nope.
And I don't know why he's famous. Like, I think he does like esports writing or something. But you know, like, and I saw a lot of similar tweets of like, oh, I love that fucking gamers are so sad about the Game Awards or so mad about the Game Awards. And it's like, you know, like, I that vibe is what I got from the Game Awards itself, right? Was like, fuck these people that play these games. This is what we want, you know? And this is how we're going to make our money. And fuck them if they hate it or they don't like it or we're not kind of pleasing them, you know? And you just kind of, I felt that throughout, right? That they didn't give a shit, you know? Like, why show all these bad trailers? They don't have to be here. You know they're bad. You know no one cares about these games. Like, why force people to watch them so you can get a couple of merchandising bucks when you know it's going to affect the quality of this show?
Yeah.
Right? You have plenty of content. This show does not need to be 4 hours long, right? Like, so don't do that. Like, you know, you don't have enough time to even announce a lot of the awards, right?
Like, yeah, he would just read them off, and it was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I thought that was the whole point of the show. Hold on, I don't need to see the fucking Swedish Chef's mobile game. Like,
yeah, that's what I mean. You don't have enough time to announce the awards, but you have enough time, to announce, to do a bit about a mobile game with a fucking character no one knows.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who the fuck is this for?
Yeah. It's,
unless Jeff Keighley was just like, no, he's great. I want him here. And it was like, all right, fair enough, dude. Like, maybe it's just his show and he just does whatever he wants. I would almost respect that more. He's like, cause I like this and I like Eddie Vedder. That's why he's on here. It's like, all right.
And I'm with that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm with that. But that person that likes those things doesn't like the other things.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's the problem with it, right? Yeah, or you don't care about any of this stuff. Yeah,
well, and
right?
even the red versus blue references. I don't know if you saw with the Halo announcement in Fortnite. And he was like, "Now you can play Blood Gulch in Fortnite." I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about? Like, I'll just play it in Halo." But then to have like red versus blue references, like, "Hey, Newsflash, anyone who's fucking playing Fortnite does not remember Red versus Blue. And anyone who's like an old Halo fan from the fucking 2003 doesn't give a shit about Fortnite. That's the kind of disconnect where I'm just like, who is this for?
Very weird. Who's this for? Yeah, very weird. Gross in a lot
of
ways. Yeah,
it feels very cynical and like just lame. Like I keep coming back to that word, which again, not a great descriptor, but that's how I feel. It was just lame from start to finish. It just was like, hey.
Yeah, I think everything reaches a moment where it's like, oh, we forgot about the audience.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I think that is true.
I've been guilty of that in making content for like marketing content before.
Oh, yeah. Same.
Where I'm like, no question. I forgot that people need to look at this and not like hate it. You know, I was just trying to fulfill objectives. You know what I mean? Like I had a list of things
I needed to accomplish on this. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, like got to get the sponsors in and make sure they're above the fold and make sure we get these products in because, you know, that we need the merchandisers that, you know, needed these represented and, you know, how are we going to drive up the metrics? We should do this instead of this.
And then you look at it at the end, you're like, oh, wait, this is not for, I forgot. It's supposed to be like cool. Yeah.
And you're like, this doesn't even work.
Yeah.
You know, like this doesn't
functional. Who is this for? Right.
Who is this for?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what the Game Awards was.
I 100% agree.
Completely missed that, and it's sad because I generally like the Game Awards, and this is the first one I'm like, this is like unwatchably bad.
Yeah, I found it pretty brutal. I did sit through all of it, but again, it was not I did not enjoy it at all. I was quite disappointed. I am glad that The Last of Us won. I thought that was cool. I did actually see an interesting piece on Kotaku that actually did kind of make me think a little bit, where they were saying like, hey, how could you give best director to a game that was like horrifically abusive to its employees? And at first, my initial reaction was like, fuck you. But then I was like, no, that's an interesting point. Like, it's not best project manager. But at the same time, like, part of being a director is, you know, making sure things get done on time. And that clearly was not achieved here. I think the disconnect was like, are we talking purely from an artistic perspective? In which case, absolutely deserve to win. But if you're talking about like the, you know, below the line day-to-day operations, there's probably better directed games. And that was just something I hadn't even considered. And I thought that was kind of an interesting insight, actually.
I agree. But I do think you can't add those kinds of like kind of weight into it because it'll... then no art can be judged. You know what I mean? And maybe it's...
yeah,
maybe
I guess that's the question. No, I know what you mean.
The takeaway is we shouldn't judge art. You know what I mean? Or like that... well, of course, no art can be judged, right? Which is probably a better mindset than having an award show. Being like, you're the best artist today.
Yeah. yeah, no, that's a good point. You're right.
But it's like, you know, all artists are bad. You know, like... or at least... fallible, right? Like none of them are infallible. And if any time we celebrate someone, we're like, well, they have these flaws, so what? We can't, you know, like that's not
well.
Right.
No, but this is, you know, this is like a directly correlated to the person's job. Like you wouldn't give someone like, you know, I don't know. That it was just an interesting point of like, hey, part of being a director is making sure employees are happy, and as a director, you failed at doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't think that's the nature of best director.
Well, that's my point. That's the question.
I think it's far more like cinematography.
Right, but is that the case? I don't know. It's, you know,
I would assume so because
I would assume so too, but apparently a lot of people disagree. And that was just something I hadn't considered.
Because you have no idea who the best fucking director is of a game because you don't know.
Well, no, it's more just like, is that a part of this decision? Should it be?
Well, of course not, because how do you know who's the best director? Is probably some nice guy that works at a small company and buys his team lunch once a week.
It was the guy from the 80s. That's the best director.
Right? Yeah, it's probably the guy from... maybe, or somebody else. Some guy that works for a mobile team that, you know, gets Starbucks in the morning and takes his team to Chili's on Fridays, right? Like, maybe he's the best director.
Well, no, it's... right? I'm just saying, like, you could... there's an argument to be made that it's both. Like, being a director is not just, hey, you made a game that's very pretty. There's more
but
to
it's
being
not
a director.
Measurable.
Than that.
Well, yeah. That's not I don't think it's fair to say. I mean, I get what you're saying, but I think if you're going, you can't add that into the equation because it is completely it's completely opaque. You know? Like you can never see how people direct through the end product. You only see it through stories that are told after the fact or post mortem. And so to claim that, you know, well, maybe they did this. It's like, we're not digging up everybody's skeletons, right? So how can we include that? Like, even if it's directly affected, right? If it's best song, right? You're not being like, well, you know, they were real shit in the studio, right? You know what
but
I mean?
But if it's best music director, that's different than best song. Like, there is
no best music director.
I know, but that's right? That's my point, though. I think you're missing what I'm trying to say. Like, first of all, I
understand what you're trying to say, but I think
clearly not.
Clearly, I do. Like, because you're seeing director as like,
well, first the of all, I want direction. I want to make it clear. I'm not actually saying that I agree with this. I agree with you. I'm saying that like this was an interesting perspective that I hadn't considered that I found very interesting and worthy of discussion. I think your point and is one I agree with, which is like, hey, you have to judge a piece of art, right? You can't judge every single avenue that went into creating it. You can talk about it. For sure. But the art itself is separate from that, right? It's the separating the art from the artist thing. And like, which game was the best directed as like when you look at the final product? Yeah, Last of Us 2, most likely. For sure. It was just an interesting point. Like, hey, is that not like giving an award to someone who actually was not a good director?
Well, for one, he was, obviously.
Yeah.
But for two...
Totally. I agree with you. It was just
I think conflating like a management title of director.
Yeah. That's kind of what it is, right?
With an artistic,
it is part of the job.
An artistic title of director. Yeah. I mean, kind of, right?
Yeah.
If you told me that, like, Martin Scorsese, right? Like,
or like Stanley Kubrick,
wasn't the
right?
best with human resources,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
I wouldn't be like, fucking Scorsese can't win a fucking award because three people complain to HR about overtime.
Yeah, no,
you know,
I agree. Like, or like Kubrick's a great example, right? Who's like famously abusive on set, like terrible director by that metric, but also his movies are great and we're judging him by the movies. So yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
That's how I looked at it too.
So what I'm trying to say is Kotaku's dumb again, and I'm clearly smarter than they are.
Well, no, so. it was an interesting thing I hadn't thought of, but.
That was fun though. It's fun to get a little heated going back and forth.
Yeah, totally.
I love it. That's why I like having these talks. I get to be like, the more controversial, I understand. And you're like, you don't understand.
you're not listening to me. We just get the blood pumping. Start crying.
Yeah. I love it. Get the blood pumping.
That's what the Game Awards do.
Yeah. Were there any other... I could not believe that Vin Diesel trailer, dude. The art
that was
too.
Brutal, man. It just kept going too, right? Like, it felt like it one of those things where it was going to be like a teaser, but it fucking went on. And then I was like... What could this possibly mean? It was like Ark 2. And I was like, what the fuck? Who wants this?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, hey, wait. Also, there's an animated show. And I'm like, where are these Ark fans? Yeah. I've never met a single one.
I've never either. And especially one that's going to like, this is not what they liked Ark for.
Because
yeah,
isn't
right?
it like it a like, survival, like, crafting sim?
Yeah, with dinosaurs, where you got like robot dinosaurs. I thought, like, I didn't. Yeah,
that was fucking weird. I was like, I couldn't tell if Ark fans had like the best day of their lives or the worst day of their lives.
Yeah, I have to imagine that just the fact that people now will see them as clowns
through no fault of their own.
Yeah, made them feel less than after that. But
they're like, I swear, Ark's good. I don't know. I don't think you're telling the truth.
I just pulled up a list. One of the things I wanted to play was that Century Age of Ashes, the dragon PvP game.
Yeah. That was pretty cool, I guess.
It looks dumb. Like, it looks like a simple, like dogfight game.
It just looks like they try and do one of these each generation, and it's never worked.
Never works, but I still play all of them, right?
Yes. You big Lair fan?
Yeah, I'm all in on this shit.
Big Dragon Guard.
Yeah, I love it. It looks so
good. No, it did look cool. And to be fair, there was a...
Like, no one's going to play it. Don't get me wrong. No one's going to play it.
Yeah. I think to be fair to the games announced, like, I think if we did have more time to go through one by one, there's probably quite a few where I was like, that actually looks cool. There was very few where I was like, fuck yeah, I want that immediately. I do feel like there was, you know, there's some that are, we're painting with a broad brush here. Like, there was nothing of any value announced. I think overall, though, most of it looked like generic trash. And even the stuff that was good was just buried in this onslaught of like mediocrity, not just the other games, but just the tone of the whole thing. And that's almost worse. The cool games that were announced that no one's going to talk about. Cause it was just like, it was right before that Alana Pierce talking about vaping, you know,
yeah.
It's kind of a disservice to the creativity and the interesting projects that are being done. So
anyway. Yeah, I agree. I think that's a good point. I think the real takeaway is, like, from all the things we said before, like, the real failing is, like, even people that did make, hard on good projects and found a way to get them marketed in the Game Awards, yeah,
in front of people.
Just the abundance of trash,
yeah,
like kind of ruined their shot to get that thing seen and appreciated, yeah, right?
Like, because they could have just, like, released it on YouTube and run some ads, and that probably would have
been... Yeah, people are too busy tweeting about fucking Vin Diesel pretending to be The Rock to even see the trailer that came after it, you know? And yeah. And that's a shame to whoever made the trailer after, right?
Yeah, no, for real. It really is. Like, that's yeah, not to be understated. There was probably people who had, like, a lot writing on this, and their trailer was really cool, and no one's going to talk about it. So,
anyway. Yeah, I'm making it sound like a joke, but I genuinely believe that. I genuinely think it was a disservice to the people that make games and the people that play games, and I think that's a real shame. And I think they did it for money, and I think that's fucked up. Like, I think that's a real fucked up thing to do.
Yeah. What I'm hoping for is just that, you know, something else will take its place, just like, you know, this took the place of something and it got too big. And hopefully some YouTube channel or
something. It'll be the Greg Miller thing that he does now.
Well, I don't know if I want to watch Greg Miller. But then again,
he's more of a sellout than Jeff
Keighley. Yeah, already. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, already. One thing I'll say real quick, I know we're running long, but, like, one thing I'll say about Jeff Keighley is, like, of all the people on that show, he's the only one who still looked like he was happy to be there. Like, I do still get the vibe from him that he likes what he's doing and that he actually is proud of it. I don't get that vibe from anyone else, but I do get the sense that he's like, no, this is fucking cool. He's definitely enthusiastic, and I disagree with him about a lot of the stuff he's enthusiastic about, but I never got the sense that he is being cynical, for what it's worth. I don't know if that actually means anything, but, like, I don't know.
I do too. I think this thing has gotten bigger than he can, like, resist.
Yeah. You know? Of course. Like, and to be fair, you know, I don't know that I'd be any different, but.
No, I think everything hits this, like, age, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's so expensive and expectations become so high and, you know, marketing spend, like, and merchandising spend becomes so high that it's like, okay, like, now we have, like, obligations, right? And when you've got to, like, please all these masters, like, you know, something's going to suffer, right?
Yeah, and like you said, we've been there, too. Like, obviously, on a much smaller scale, but it's easy. It happens very insidiously, and it's very easy to let that happen. And if something's at this scale, it's not at all surprising that, you know, once Facebook's involved, of course
this is going to happen. Facebook gives you fucking $6 million to have ads all over your show.
They're like, your show's going to start suffering.
We want X, Y, and Z, and we want this time frame, and we want this and this and this. And you have 20 other masters to serve that are also asking for things. It's like your priority is taking care of those things, not making a good show.
Yeah.
You know, and that sucks.
Yeah.
But all right, let's cut it off there. I think we have plenty of show this week.
Yeah, I knew I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, so it's fun though, you know. Yeah, we got heated in there for a minute. That always feels good.
Yeah, thanks for listening this far. And we might have some more to say about it next week. Like, I'm sure we forgot to talk about some stuff that was exciting. But if you have listened this far, we do appreciate it. Thanks for indulging us. We know your time's valuable. But there's just a lot to talk about.
I love long shows because I listen to them while I work and stuff. So
yeah,
you're welcome.
So do I. Yeah, sometimes I'll be like, 3 hours at the bare minimum.
As The Rock would say, you're welcome.
No, it's okay. Vin Diesel who says that.
Vin Diesel as The Rock, as Maui from Moana, says you're welcome. Thank you, guys. We love you. TechYapPodcast@gmail.com. TechYapPodcast on Twitter and Facebook. TechYapPodcast.com. We love you. Thank you. Have a happy holiday, whatever your holiday is. I think it is currently Hanukkah, so that's what you celebrate,
happy Hanukkah.
Then happy Hanukkah. Thank you, guys, and good day. Oh, go play some games, too. I always say that.
That was so funny. Good day. Oh, and also go play some games. I always say that.